Hardcore WWE fans were shocked last night. Hell in the Cell, the finish, the culmination of this entire month-long run, this month-long feud between Ryback and WWE heavyweight champion CM Punk, felt like something out of WCW. Ryback had this match in hand, completely embarrassed the world heavyweight champion. And then a referee, can't even believe I'm going to say this, low-blowed Ryback, causing CM Punk to get the win. It was insane. Low blow, fast count, end of match. You kind of get the feeling that they're trying to build up Ryback as Goldberg. Not because they look alike, not because they have similar movesets. They're trying to make CM Punk like a Hollywood Hogan, and they're trying to make Ryback like a Goldberg. And the Goldberg chant since Ryback started, say something, but this felt eerily similar to just really bad writing during the WCW era. Some of the other matches were pretty cool. Some of them were matches that felt like they could have been on Raw. The whole Divas Championship three-way contest is probably one of the better Diva matches in a very long time. But at the same time, it's nothing that you wouldn't have seen if you watched TNA every week. The TNA knockouts matches are just much better. The Primetime Players versus Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara, that was essentially a Raw match with a couple extra minutes added on. During one part of the match, it appeared that Sin Cara kind of spiked himself with the reverse DDT. For a guy that's constantly getting injured, this is definitely not a step in the right direction for this guy. Let's hope that he's not injured. Primetime Players, kind of like Dolph Ziggler, they're just middling in mediocrity, even though they're immensely talented. So, the World Tag Team Championships, that match was a complete disaster too. Another DQ. For the WWE to even think that they could end a match in a disqualification on a pay-per-view is just disgusting. It's a shame. Fans deserve much better than that. But getting back to all of the other stuff, I mean, with CM Punk and Ryback, Cena got hurt, and this changed the entire direction that they wanted to go in, and they scrambled, and they created this disaster. So now, you have Ryback, a guy who's still very green, that has never won a title, that is getting some fan support. You have him in the running for the WWE Championship. He's not ready. He wouldn't know the first thing to do with that title. And they say in professional wrestling that a title is only a prop, but at the same time, whoever's wearing that title is a representation of your company. And I don't think Vince McMahon wants Ryback to be the sole representative of Raw and of his company. He's just not there yet. So why even put him in a situation where he could possibly win the title? And then to have that match go the way that it went, where it was so obvious that Ryback was in another league than CM Punk, or to at least portray that, because any decent wrestling fan knows that CM Punk is not the wrestler that they've been showing him to be the past month and a half, the past 2 months. So now you have a big mess. Now you have a guy with the world title that's demanding respect, that's getting absolutely none, that is taking shortcuts during his matches. He's not nearly as fun to watch as he used to be, and he's letting some green, bulked-up joke kick the living crap out of him. Real WWE fans do not want to watch this. This is not interesting. It's not engaging. It's a kayfabe joke. At the same time, on the other side of the coin, we have Sheamus and Big Show, with Big Show winning the world heavyweight title this weekend at Hell in a Cell, and that was an interesting match. It was a bit boring most of the way through, and then when the finisher started to come, it got a little spicy, and we'll see how long Big Show is the champion this time. That's all we're going to say. A lot of people don't like Sheamus. They feel like he doesn't sell enough, but his matches over the past 5 or 6 weeks, every match he broke a sweat. His hair was not as high as it was before. The guy was really working hard in the ring, and he was setting a good example for other youngsters that are going to have that title. He was going out there and he was wrestling every night on pretty much every show. And that's the type of world champion that you want. So at the same time, with all of these things going on, with the AJ John Cena angle, CM Punk and Ryback, there's not a lot to keep you interested. Something needs to change. Dolph Ziggler needs to cash in his money in the bank soon. Reports were saying that he was going to cash it in tonight on Raw. That would be super interesting. Spice this product up. Right now, it feels flaccid. Feels like an old man reaching for a Viagra and he just can't find it. Things need to change. Things need to change soon.